made a hole. Like Mamash Yad the Sukkah here, and you dig a hole in the middle here. So from the end of the hole until the wall, there's less than Gimel Tvachim, that's the side of Lovud. Anytime something is away, less than three Tvachim away, we'll say it's Mamash like attached. So it's Mamash as if the wall is considered right above the hole. So Tvachim is Shloisha, Tvachim is Kshema. Rashi says, Pachas Mishloisha is Kalovud. It's considered attached. Halach L'Moshim Sinai. V'chashvin Elei Kilo Achakak Lovud U'magiyah Adakoysel. We consider as if the whole mamas reaches the wall. Love it, Rashi says, a sniff. It's like a branch. In other words, it's like one attachment. Anything within three tvachim is attached one to the other. So if the hole is less than three tvachim away from the real wall, we look as if that real wall is attached to the hole, and therefore you start counting the avir from the bottom of the hole. Since from the bottom of the hole there's an avir space of yud tvachim, the sukkah is kosher. For the Gemara now, kashim. My shino hosam the amrinon the amrit. How can you tell me before when the wall was too high and you had to build a platform? Then we say as long as it's less than dal damas away from the wall, it's kosher. Now the side of Daifan Akuma, we say even though it's away, as long as it's not a complete dal damas away. What's the difference here? The Yarmit Chusa Pachos Mishlosh Tvachim. Here you're telling me when you dig the hole on the floor, the hole has to be less than three tvachim away from the wall. You have to say lovin. But if it's more than three tefachim away from the wall, it's puzzle. Why? Why don't you say Daifan Akuma here also? Why don't we say as long as the wall is less than four amas away, it can be attached to the hole? Just like you say above, Daifan Akuma Lamala, we look as if the wall becomes crooked, and it becomes the top part of the roof. It's part of the wall. Say the same thing on the bottom also. Let's say the wall becomes crooked, and the floor, the first part of the floor is part of the wall. So where does the wall end? Right by the hole. So you have Yutzvachim. Why don't you say on the bottom also, Daifin Akuma? The Gemara says, Poshid. Ho, some the Yisila Daifin. Over there we're talking about the wall of Meister is a tall wall. Now a Daifin, in Hilchas Daifin Mechitza, the wall has to at least be Yutzvachim. Every mechitza has to be yutfachim tall. Once you have a gate yutfachim tall, it's called a mechitza. No matter how high it is, it's still called a mechitza. But if the gate is less than yutfachim high, it's not called a mechitza. So the site of Daifin Akum is set on a Daifin. If you have a wall already, we have a right to take that wall and look as if it's crooked. Bend over the wall. But it's only if you have a wall, you have to have a shei mechitza. Mashenkin over here that the wall itself is less than yutfachim high. It's only nine tvachim off the ground. That's not called a wall at all. It's not called a daifin yet. No, you want to go make it into a wall now. You want to go a hollow out in the middle next to it, a hole, that look at all, it be put the two together. Put the nine tvachim of the wall. It's not called a mechitza yet. But you want to add that with the hole to make it a mechitza. So to make something into a daifin, that we don't say daifin akuma. Daifin akuma was only said when you already have a wall, now you can take that wall and crooked, make it crooked. But you can't make the wall crooked here. You want to take these nine tvachim and make it crooked with the floor to make it into a wall, that you don't say. Daifin akuma can't make something into a wall. You need lovet to make it into a wall. And lovet is only less than three tvachim. That's my third. Before we're talking about, you had a good mechitza. The problem there was, it was too tall. It was more than 20 amas tall. But it's called a daifin. Mele, we say, pachas meyar ba'amisagi. Mashenken, there we say daifin akuma. If it's less than 4 amas away, you have a right to say daifin akuma. Obhocha, here the case is where the wall was only 9 tvachim tall. It's not called a mechitza. Hocha, l'shavi l'daifin. Here you want to go and make it into a wall. Pachas mishlasha tvachim in. Eloi loi, if it's less than Gimel Tvachim away, you say Lovud, that's like a sniff, like it's attached, like it's a branch, it's attached, it's good. Once it's more than Gimel Tvachim away, it's not called attached. Lamais, you don't have a mechitza here. Nine Tvachim is not called a mechitza. So if it's not called a mechitza, you don't have the lachas of Daifin Akuma. Right. Hoiso Givoyo Meyeskim Amma. Again, Yad Asukah, that the Schach was more than 20 Amas above. Obona bo omud. Now in the middle of the sukkah, you build a platform, an omud. An omud means like a block, a box. Shehu gavoya asara tvachim. That this omud, this platform now, is mamish 10 tvachim tall. That's what you build there. Shehu gavoya asara tvachim. V'yesh boi hechsh sukkah. Now this block itself, this platform itself, is mamish 7 by 7. Again, Rashi says here, shevo mashu or shevo mashu. This platform in the middle of the sukkah, in the middle of the sukkah, is 7 and a little bit by 7 and a little bit, and it's tall 10 tefachim high. So what's the halacha? You didn't put any walls around this platform. You just build this platform in the middle of the sukkah. Again, you have a nice big wall, a nice big room. The sukkah is tremendous. Could be 20 amas long by 20 amas long. And it's 25 amas tall. So it's a pasul sukkah now. So in the middle of the sukkah now, you build the platform there. That the platform by itself is like a reshus ha-yachid. The platform by itself is yud tfachim tall, and it's 7 in the mashu by 7 in the mashu. So now, why should it be kosher? Sov Rabbi Levi Rabbi thought to say like this. Good asik mechitzta. The halacha by Shabbos, we say good asik. That means mechitzis, once they have a mechitzah going up 10 tfachim, good asik says it goes up to the shemayim. We look as if the mechitzah shoots up. Let's say here, you have the platform here. Now, it's 10 tfachim high. So all four sides is called a mechitza. Like this side is called a mechitza, here's a mechitza, here's a mechitza, here's a mechitza. On all four sides of the platform, since it's 10 tefachim off the ground, it's called a mechitza. If I say good asik, I say these mechitzas go straight up. So it comes out now that if you're standing on top of this platform now, it's a kosher sukkah. Because from the floor of the platform until the schach is less than 20 amos. Where's your mechitzas? Yes. Say the sides of the platform shoot up. So merely you have mechitzas now on all three sides of the platform. So therefore, if you eat on top of this platform, Abaye thought to say, it's a kosher sukkah. So Rabbi Lameima, good asik mechitzta. We said the sides of the walls shoot up. Amalei Rava said no. Ve'inon mechitzas hanikar reis v'lekem. I tell you the difference between the lochas of Shabbos to make a reshus ha-yachid and the lochas of making a sukkah. Why is Shabbos true to make a reshus ha-yachid? Avida mokum is different. Then the Rishus HaRavim, like people don't go there, that's called the Rishus HaYochid. See, even though you don't see the Mechitzas, we say good Asik makes as if the Mechitzas are there. But there the Yikavot is, since the platform is 10 Tfachim high, it's called the Rishus HaYochid. But the Hilchus Sukkah, you have to have a Mechitzas that you could see. A Sukkah means you have to have three Mechitzas there. And here, Lamais, you can't see no Mechitza. If you're standing on top of this platform, you don't see no Mechitza. You fall off the platform. There's no Mechitza there. But since you don't have any Mechitzas that are any Kuras, it's not called the Kosher Sukkah. Tana Rabbanan, what about Noitz Arba Kondisin? You put up four sticks at the corner. You make like a chuppah. On the four corners, you put four sticks. Vesicha Chagaban. And on top of like a chuppah, you put schach on top of it. You don't have any real walls there. You just have four sticks standing up on the four corners. And you put schach on top of it. So what's the locha? Is Rabbi Yaakov Machshir. Rabbi Yaakov says a kosher sukkah now. The common person, the says no, it's possible. So now, one shot to say Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher is because the Bible is like a Tzuros HaPesach now. You have now a stick here, and the schach going on top, so the Bible is like a Tzuros HaPesach, a Tzuros HaPesach makes it into a mechitza. I will soon see. Now, Omer Rav Huna, Huna says like this, Machloikis, where's this Machloikis? If you have your four sticks standing up, and you have the schach on top of it, is only a Sfas HaGag. We're talking about a Vada where it's on top of a roof, and on the four corners of the roof, that's where you have your sticks, and you have the schach on top of it. I say the Rav Yaakov Sova Amrina Gudasik. That's not a svara from Tzuros HaPesach. That's not the reason why it's good. It's only good Rav Yaakov also because you say Gudasik. In other words, since it's on top of a roof, you have the sides of the house, the walls of the house, it's called a mechitza. So we say, look as if the walls of the house shoot up. So it goes straight up on top of the roof and it hits the schach. So therefore, if you're sitting on top of the roof, you have four walls around you and you have the schach on top. It's what says kosher. That's strong of Yaakov. That's Sov Armina Gudasik Mechitza. For Rabbon and Sov, Rabbon and Hold, like we had before, like Rava said, Lo Yarmina Gudasik Mechitza. No, for Hilchus Sukkah, Gudasik is not enough. If you're sitting on top of this roof now, Lamais, you don't have any visible Mechitzas. You can't see any Mechitzas there. Either the Lumbish or Gudasik, we look as if the walls of the house go up. That's not enough, Hilchus Sukkah. So that's what Rav Huna wants to say. Avo Bien Sagag, let's say you have these four sticks in the middle of the roof, not on the side of the roof. In other words, if it's in the middle of the roof, it would be the same halacha like on the floor. You can't say gudasik. There are no mechitzas around the side of the sticks. Is then the Huna said, divrei hakapsulim. Everybody holds this posel. In other words, just to make walls out of Tzuros HaPesach, for sure it's posel. Just the fact you have a stick coming up, and a guy going across, and a stick coming down, a Tzuros HaPesach, even though it's good for mechitzas, for a Shus HaYachid, it's a good mechitza, you can make an Erev that way, but again, to make a sukkah, for sure, this is not kosher. That's what Rav Huna wanted to say. It's not even Rav Yaakov, is only matter by good asik. Good asik is better. But without good asik, if it's in the middle of the roof, then you would say it. Rav Nachman or Rav Nachman said no. Rav Nachman no, I'll tell you, b'yemtza hagag machloikis. No, the machloikis is even in the middle of the roof. Even when you don't have good asik, you don't have mechitzis on the side that can shoot up. Mama should just have these four sticks in the middle of the roof. Not on the side of the roof, near the walls. It's in the middle of the roof. Still, Rav Yaakov holds his kosher. So according to Rav Nachman, Rav Yaakov holds that Surah Sapesach is kosher for the walls of the sukkah. Since you have one stick coming up here, and another stick at the end coming up, and you have the tzchach on top of it, it looks like a Surah Sapesach, that's enough to make a kosher a sukkah. So Rashi learns a little different, not so much as Surah Sapesach. Rashi says, Rav Nachman Omer b'yemtza hagag machlokes v'yedei hakondisim because of these sticks Rav Yaakov machshiro ukegoin shein rochav tefach. We're talking about each stick, the four sticks, is wide, a tefach wide l'chol tzideim, all the sides d'ikas shein mechitza tefach mitzafon odorim v'shein mechitza tefach mimizroch l'marav v'chol achas v'yakas l'kamon. So that's Rav Yaakov's for, not so much as you say Tzuras HaPesach, but rather since each stick is wide, a tefach. He holds the tefach is also called the mechitza. If you have four tefachim, like on all four sides, a tefach each way, that makes it, if you have four mechitzas there, it's a kosher sukkah. That's Rav Nachman Svara, according to Rav Yaakov. But with Halacha, we don't hold like this. Mervaita, Iboilihu. What's the pshat according to Rav Nachman? The yemtza gag machlokes is the whole machlokes only in the middle of the gag. Whether you say this new Svara of Rav Yaakov, since these four sticks are wide a tefach, that's enough to give it a shei mechitza. Abul al-svasa gag, but let's say the four sticks are on the corner, the edge of the roof. Then maybe divri hakok sheirum, then even according to Chumim, maybe it's kosher according to Rav Nachman, because it's on the sides of the roof. Then you say good asik mechitzis. You say the sides of the wall of the roof of the house shoots up. So maybe everybody holds this kosher. I do, maybe no. Bein mezu machlek is tekel. According to Rav Nachman, it could also be no. He's just saying that Rav Yaakov is mekol even where the four sticks are in the middle of the roof. But who are them when the four sticks are at the edge of the roof? It could be, according to Chumim, still it's possible. And the swirls like we had before. Like Rabbi said, that by Sukkah, the only time the walls are kosher, if you have walls that you could see. It has to be Mechitis Anikaris. But here, that you have these Dalad Kandisa on the four sides, even though you have Gudasak also, there are four sticks coming up, Amamash, on the four corners of the wall, of the roof, and you could say Gudasak, the side of the walls, it doesn't help you though. Since you don't see it coming up, it's still possible. So we're going to bless by Teikum. And Halacha, that's the way we pass. We pass in Avada, neither of these things are good. We held Halacha, Sukkah is only kosher if your mamash have to have two gesunta walls, and the third wall has to be at least a tevach. Tevach. Shh. Neisvei. Noya dalet kundisin biyoritz. Have a kasher now. Halacha, let's say you put your four sticks in the ground. Vesichach agabun. And you put schach on top of these four sticks. Rabbi Yaakov Machshir. So who is the riot to Rav Nachman? It's right, Rabbi Yaakov is Machshir, even though you don't have any good asik. It's not on top of a roof. It's not on the floor. On the floor, on the ground, you put four sticks on the four corners, and on top of the four sticks, you have Yitzchak. Rabbi Yaakov says it's kosher. The Chama Paislin. So the Mar of Oretz, here it's on the ground, the Kibemsa Gagdomi. It's like Mamash in the middle of the Gag. You don't have the mile of good asik here. It's not on the side that you have the walls of the house coming up. There's no house there. You're on the ground. The Komasha Rabbi Yaakov. It's Yufta, the Rav Huna to Yufta, and Echnami. There's a Kasha on Rav Huna. Here it's Mash McClaw that Rabbi Yaakov Shita is that not only is good asik, you don't need good asik, it's enough just the Dalad Mechitis, these Dalad sticks by itself is enough. The way Rashi learns, since each stick by itself is wide a tefach, that's enough to give it a shame like four Mechitis on the four sides of it. The Yoid, like tomorrow now, another Diyik, the Chura, the Aladisik should come out, maybe, the Emso de Pligi. So, oh, Machlaik is why there are Boron arguing of Yaakov, because the four sticks are like in the middle, there's no good asik there. Abul Asvasagag, let's say the four sticks are mamish on the four corners of the roof, maybe then Divri Hakok Shera. Then, according to everybody, even the Chum will hold this kosher then, because then you say good asik. If you have the walls of the house to shoot up by good asik, maybe there are Boron are also masking there. Then it'll come out, Leimat Yavat Yufta Rav Huna Batati. It comes out with Shlugan of Rav Huna in two parts. That Rav Huna said, Rav Yaakov is only Machshir when you have good asik. That we shlug them up. Here we see Rav Yaakov holds his kosher even though it's on the ground. There's no good asik. And secondly, Rav Huna said that Rabbanan argue, when you say good asik, still it's possible. Maybe here, no, by good asik is kosher. So Gemara says, no, Amalek Rav Huna will answer you, you can't shlug me up in both parts. I tell you, pligi biemtsa gag, who are the nasvasa gag? I tell you, the rabbonin lalochol, both are no good. Whether the four sticks are in the middle of the roof, or whether they're on the side of the roof, both cases are no good. With kudasik, without kudasik is no good. I behind them a kamiflagi biemtsa gag. Why is the machlokes then? Why did the rabbonin only say the shita where the four sticks are on the ground, which is no kudasik? Is l'adiach akeichet Rabbi Yaakov. Has come to teach us how far and strong Rabbi Yaakov holds. Now Rabbi Yaakov's shita is the afilu biemtsa gag nami machshir. Rabbi Yaakov holds even though these four sticks are mamash are sticking up out of the ground, that there are no walls at all. You don't have any mechitzas of the house. Mamash on the ground in your backyard. You put four sticks sticking up, and each stick is wider tefach. Rabbi Yaakov's shita is that's kosher. If you have four sticks and each stick is wider tefach, that's called like four walls. That makes the kosher. That makes the schach and the sukkah kosher. That's why it says the machloek is this way. It's only the chiddush in Rabbi Yaakov. But the chum that say it's possible, it could be in a lochvil like that, that it's possible whether the four sticks are on the ground, or whether the four sticks are on top of the roof, at the edge of the roof. Even though we could say good asik, but the good asik only helps Hilchos Shabbos. When you want to make a mechitza different to divide up between this mishus and that mishus. But by sukkah, we have to have emesim mechitzas, you have to be able to see the mechitzas, good asik also doesn't help. Tana Rabbonin, noyats arba kundisin biyoritz. You put your four sticks in the ground. Vesichach agabin, and you put schach on top of them. Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov says like this. Royin, let's see. Kol shilu yechokakum. Now these sticks right now are round sticks, Rashi says. Round sticks. So Rabbi Yaakov says, you know when it's kosher, only if we look as if this round stick, kol shilu yechokaku, we have to look as if we can hollow out this stick. V'yechokaku, and then we'll divide it in half. V'yesh b'em tefach lakan, if a tefach lakan, then neither mishum d'yumin. Now, as you have right now this round stick, you have four round sticks. What you have to do is really, you have to be able to have inside the circle a square of a tefach by a tefach, and then you split the tefach and tefach in half, and you'll make as if one tefach comes this way, and one tefach comes that way. So in other words, that's called a good sukkah, according to Rabbi Yaakov, where you have on all four sides, one, two, three, four. Now this wall here has one tefach this way, one tefach this way. That's like d'yumin. You have two tefachs here. You have two tefachs here. Two tefachs here. That's a kosher sukkah according to Rabbi Yaakov. So the chiddush is, even though right now it's a round stick, we look as if we could hollow out the stick and make it look like a triangle-like, as if to say a tefach will come this way, and a tefach will come out that way. That's called the d'yumin. It's kosher. Is neither mishum d'yumin. It looks d'yumin means like two. It looks like two amudim, two sticks with tefach. This one, a tefach that way. V'yimlav, and let's say it's not wide enough to do that, then any dunim mishum d'yumin. Then the sukkah is possibly according to Rabbi Yaakov. It doesn't have a shame d'yumin. It's not called a wall. Shoy Rabbi Yaakov oimer d'yum day sukkah tefach. A chiddush that the d'yumid, to give it a shame wall by sukkah, it's enough if you have the poles to be a tefach wide. The chomar mechom say no. Ashiyo shtayim kilchasan o shlishes afilo tefach. That's the lochem. And the lochem is that by hilchos sukkah you have to have good mechitzas. You have to see the mechitza. So you have to have two mechitzas that are kosher. That means two mechitzas have to at least be seven tefachim by seven tefachim. The third mechitza, we'll see later in the Gemara, we dash in a posik, the third one is enough just a tefach. But the first two, the Rosh Hashtayim Kechosam, Piyara Kol HaSukkah. Along those sukkah you have to have a good mechitza. Over Rochba Echad L'Orkoi V'Yechad L'Rochbay. For and there's one this way and one coming straight down. That's how the two mechitzas have to be good. The Ashlishis on the third side, that's a fil tefach. Tochi Agmar Rachmon Lamoshim Messina, the Beshlish Sagi Lobatefach. That will see later with Ash and Apostle, Aloch Lamoshim Sinai. So the third mechitza is enough, just a tefach. Right. Usheino Gavoya Asara Tfochim. The Mishnah says what? Let's say the Schach is not 10 Tfochim high, so it's possible. So the more we know him, how do we know this Yisoid? How do we know if the schach is not 10 tefachim off the ground, that's a posel of sukkah? How do we know this? So Marv, what's the say? Itma, we're not like this. Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chaviva. These four Amroyim. Masnu, they learned Bekula Seid the Moyed. Now, that Kol Ki Hai Zuga, Chalufa Rabbi Yochanan, Omaile Rabbi Yonison. Whenever you have it Seid the Moyed, that these four Amroyim set something together, you should know we have to take out Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't belong there, but put in Rabbi Yonison. It's four with Rabbi Yonison, not with Rabbi Yochanan. But they said like this, Oron is Tisha. The Oron in the base of Migdash, Oron in the base of Migdash, was 9 tefachim tall. The Pasuk says it was a Amma Umachza. And an Alma is 6 Tvachim, so it's 9 Tvachim together. The Kaporis Tefach, the Kaporis, the covering on top of the Urim, was another Tefach. Harei Kana Sora. So mainly you have now the Urim with the Kaporis is 10 Tvachim tall. Oksiv, the Pasuk says like this, for the Arati Lechoshama, I'm going to meet you there, Hashem told Moshe. I'm going to talk to you from atop of the Kaporis. So Hashem is going to come atop of the Kaporis. But Tanya, we learned, we have Yesi Yomer, May Oilom Lo Yorda Shechina Lamata. The Shechina never came down to this earth, never came down to the ground. And Moshe Rabbeinu Eliyahu Hanavi never went up to the Shemayim. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim Hashem. The Shemayim belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are nothing of Nayodim. This world was given to Nayodim. So, the Mela, what we want to prove is that it says that the Shekhinah spoke to Moshe from on top of the Kaporis. So, it comes out on top of the Kaporis is not called on this world. Why isn't it called on this world? Because something 10 Tfachim above is not called part of the ground. Mashma less than 10 Tfachim is called part of the ground. It's not called Rishus by itself. But once, like on top of the Kaporis, was 10 Tfachim tall, it's called above the ground. So you see, a shear of 10 tfachim is a shear to give it a shein like a new rishus. So if you have a sukkah that's yud tfachim inside, it's a svara then, the schach on top is called like a different rishus. It's called inside a sukkah. But once it's less than yud tfachim, it's still like bottle to the ground. It's not called rishus by itself. So that's the raya. You see here that the Shekhinah never came down on this world, on this earth. I, the Shekhinah came down to the Kaparis. It's Raya, since the Kaparis was Yud Tfachim above the ground, Yud Tfachim is called the Choshev Ashir. Less than Yud Tfachim is not called the Choshev Ashir. Alright, we'll be Mamshech tomorrow. We'll see more of the later afternoon.
You get a hold on Daf Hey. Hey, Amir Aleph. Can last Gemara on Daf Dalam Aves was. Again, the Mishnah says, "V'she'ena gavoya asara tfachim." The schach can't be lower than 10 tfachim. If it's lower than 10 tfachim, the schach off the floor, it's possible. For the Gemara Minolon, how do we know this yisoid? Because what's the question now? That Minolon could be, how do you know that the schach has to be 10 tfachim above the ground? And before Shem asked the kashim, before we had in the Gemara, Abaye said, "Tav yav hutzin." If you have, let's say, the schach afil lamala mi asar tvochim, but the hutzim were coming down teich asar tvochim, the Gemara says it was possible. Why? Because it's a diras rucha. It's not roy to live there. So you see, in Svara, something that's not roy to live, it's not called a sukkah. So the churi, if the schach is less than yut tvochim, there's not yut tvochim there, it's not livable. So what's the Gemara saying, Minolan? So some of us want to say the Gemara's ikki chiddush is really negated hilcha Shabbos, that what's called a mechitza. By Toys the Baron Toys, we said like that. Toys says here, Asorah Tzvachim Minolon. Toys says, Behold the Bina Nami Gabi Shabbos, Mechitza Asorah Mihochi Yafinin. It's one of the Iki Chadushim here is, how do you know the Chlal, or Mechitza always has to be 10 Tzvachim high? How do we know that you say it? That's what we want to learn out from here. Others want to say, could happen after Miner also, let's say you have the Tzchach. The Tzchach of the Sukkah itself, let's say, is 10 Tzvachim above the ground. So, you have Avir space 10 Tzvachim, it's Royal Adira. But let's say the mechitzas of the sukkah only come up 5 tvachim. They don't reach the schach. What's going to be then? So if the svara from diras rucha, it's not a diras rucha. It's livable there. But that's al gemara's chiddush. How do we know even the mechitzas of the sukkah also has to at least be 10 tvachim high? How do you notice you said that if it's less than 10 tvachim, it's not called a sukkah? So minolon, se itma rav, rabbi chanina, rabbi yechanan, rabbi chaviva. These four meroyim. Is master Bakula say the moid? Whenever you have these four meroyim in say the moid, so another man the yom says that kolki hai zuga. Whenever you have these four meroyim in say the moid, you should know chalufa Rabbi Yechanan no mile Rabbi Yonason. Instead of one of them being Rabbi Yechanan like we have it, it should be Rabbi Yonason. So really, it's Rav Rabbi Chanina Rabbi Yonason Rabbi Chaviva that they both said like this that Oron Tisha. The Orin in the Migdor, in the Mishkan, was 9 Tvachim. Like Rashi says, the Pasuk says it was Amma v'chatzi kamosoi. And an Amma so far we're going now is Vas Shisha Tvachim. So an Amma is 6 Tvachim, and another half is 3, so that's 9 Tvachim. The Kapur is Tefach, and the Kapur is the covering on top of the Orin, was another Tefach. It's a right kind of Asura. So we know on top of the Kapur is 10 Tvachim off the ground. Uchsiv, the Pasuk says, that Kodesh Baruch Hu will meet Moshe and talk, the Shechina will talk to Moshe there, for the Ibarati Itcho Miala Kaporis, that the Shechina will talk to Moshe from on top of the Kaporis. So far there's no Raya. But the Raya is, according to Rabbi Yossi, V'tanya Rabbi Yossi Yom Rabbi